Marty Richards from Greater Richland Area Tourism is our guest for today's Pine River Report. Marty, has it been a great start to the Pine River kayaking season?
It is. I'd say this for the first year in probably 3 years, we actually know what's going on, and we can give you conditions of where to go, where kayaking is possible, and how to do it, and how best to enjoy that adventure down the Pine.
I understand cleanup has gone pretty well this year.
It really has. We, like I said, you know, for the first time in about 3 years, we have a really nice dedicated crew that's already been out there a couple of different times. We cleaned up Treezilla. You know, credit to Dennis Fry and Derek Warner, Dave Hausner, Jen Fry, and myself. We also have another fellow that will help us, but hasn't made it out there yet, Mark Thomas. But we were able to clean up a blockage that was really insurmountable because there was no way around it. And it was literally one huge tree plus three other trees that had landed on in the floods had kind of landed there. But we've now cleaned that up, and that was a major blockage. So for folks looking to go kayaking right now, I would suggest it. You know, so it's early in the season. Things still shift a little bit. But the water level right now is fantastic. If you put in at Rockbridge, you can easily make it to County D without any problem. We're still doing a little bit of work then from County D to the Highway 80 landing, but that is navigable now. You don't need a crane and five chainsaws and your buddy to get through there. So there is a route to go through, and you'll make it. We can guarantee you can make it to the Highway 80 landing. We do need to do a little bit of work yet between 80 and Bowens Mill. So I would be a little hesitant to do that. And then Bowens Mill to Mill Pond Park. We have not gotten through there yet, but we expect that we'll do that before Memorial Day. So for earlier kayakers, that gives you a little bit of an idea what you can do right now.
Lots of chances to see wildlife, Marty, and the ducks, too, right?
You know, this time of year is really fun to go kayaking if you enjoy that outdoor adventure with waterfowl going with you, because I've had that experience early in the year. There are a lot of ducks right now that have had their ducklings, and they're out on the river. And one of the things that we've worked on this year is in conjunction with the Friends of the Pine, which is kind of an offshoot of Southwest Partners, we've worked with Ithaca School District, Ithaca Public Schools, and your own James Nee, who runs that class, that consumer technical education class. And two particular kids in his class, Wes Brown and Spencer Nelson, have built 18 duck nesting boxes. And we are slowly putting those up on the river so the ducks will have a place to roost. Then also, we're in the process of getting mileage markers made. This has been a problem in the past where people might need an assistance on the river. They'd have an issue. They have no idea where they're at on the river. So now people will be able to tell, okay, I'm at mile marker 15 or I'm at mile marker 2 or wherever they might be. They'll be able to kind of give some direction when they need assistance. So much thanks to Ithaca Public Schools Technical Education Department, James Nee, Wes Brown, and Spencer Nelson. They made 18 nesting boxes, and they're pretty slick with cleanouts, and we'll be able to do some maintenance on those as time goes forward.
Wonderful. And if somebody is listening to this, they want to try kayaking, what do you suggest?
Yeah. So my thing, if you're a novice and you're just brand new at it, during this season, 13 Pines RC is who you'll want to contact, the best number to reach them at. And this is not an error. This number, when you first hear it, you'll be like, are you sure about that? But the actual phone number is 608-608-0932. So just remember the area code. Dial it twice like you forgot it the first time, and then 0932. And Jen will help you out, or Dennis will help you out with that. And they can provide all outfitting services, you know, flotation devices, paddles, kayaks, and transportation back and forth. Or if you're somebody who has been a kayaker, you have your own kayak, and it's just, hey, I just need a ferry service to, you know, get the kayaks at my northern point where I'm starting, and then when I get down, get a ride back to my vehicle, they'll help you with that as well. So again, that's 13 Pines RC.
Wonderful. If I want to float my G.I. Joe down the stream, though, is that...
Actually, I've seen one floating down the stream before, so it's been done. It's not a new thing. Nice thing, they don't need the kayak, so there's no rental cost there.
Oh, I see. Well, that'll work out well.
It's easy. It works great.
Well, we look forward to your updates and, you know, through the summer, the Pine River Report right here, and just kind of keeping people up to date on what's going on in the river, right?
Yeah. We really want you just to check in every week. We'll be here to kind of give you... Because the river changes. We've learned a little bit. The river does change. Things change. And I will mention, in that section from Bowen's Mill down to Old Mill Pond Park, there is a tree that it's a big one that I'd say, you know what, I probably wouldn't go through that section yet. So there's a little work to do there. And that's our main thing. Help people avoid situations where this isn't quite as enjoyable now. But, you know, right now that section from Rockbridge down to County D, easily ready to go. And then by Memorial Day, I know we're going to have a lot more open, and we can with confidence say you can go out and have a great time and just keep checking in throughout the year as conditions change.
Great. Here's to a good season, Marty.
You bet. Thanks much, Phil.